Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at TFT's radio show. Let me shut that off. And tonight's show is going to be dedicated to the... I'm wrong already. Holy cow. Usually we dedicate it to the SOS chat that just preceded the this show. But tonight is just a little different. I've invited Mona Davids, the New York Parents Union representative, boss, person, lady, onto the show. And we're going to talk, we're first going to talk about the Campbell Brown fiasco. And I happen to know that she is here on the line waiting. And she needs to wait just one more second. I see I also have another caller on the line, and I'm not sure who that is. But callers, as soon as I say hello, caller, that means you're live. And I'm about to say it to you, Mona. So if you're yelling at the children, stop. Hello, Mona.
Okay, the baby, hi. The baby's sleeping. So, but if he wakes up, you guys will yell him, scream, and make noise.
That's no problem at all. First, let me welcome you to the show and thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Sure. Holy cow, the callers are just filling up. It looks like we have two other callers on the line. Have you asked anyone to call us, Mona?
Yes, I have. I asked a couple of my parents to call in. And to listen in.
Okay, so these callers may indeed be parents that you asked?
Oh, for us New York parents, yes. They are all parents with kids in the school system here.
Okay, and do you want them on with us, or should you and I talk,
we'll talk first, but okay. when you open it up to comments,
okay.
As your callers call in.
Very good. So let's just start right in, and the topic that we're going to start with, of course, is Campbell Brown and the piece she did talking about perverts in the classroom and the kerfuffle that arose after she wrote it and then talked about it, and I chimed in because other people were chiming in. And Randy Weingarten started chiming in, and it became sort of a Twitter storm of craziness. And just to be clear, I think it ended up boiling down to sort of two factions. And I'll go ahead and place myself in one of them and you in the other, however unfair that may be to both of us. But one faction, sort of my faction, the Randy Weingarten faction, the teacher faction that was so upset, was saying that this stuff about sexual predators in the classroom is just completely overblown, and it's, you know, 0.000% of teachers are molesters. It's lower than the general population. And the other faction, and I'm going to sort of unfortunately put you and Gwen Samuel and some other people in that faction, were saying...
That reminds me. Actually, Gwen is probably one of the callers.
Well, you know,
I sent her your email. So can you check and see if she is one of the callers?
Can you give me her area code in the first three digits? And I can see...
203. The area code is 203, and let me see, hold on one second, 443 are the first three digits.
She is on the line.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, Gwen, you're now live. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So I have, audience, listeners, I have Gwen Samuel, the Connecticut Parents Union president, and Mona Davids, the New York Parents Union president, on the line. And I was just, I was going to go ahead and put you, Gwen, and Mona in that other faction of people who are saying that even one incident is one too many and we have to do something. And this all sort of hinged on the new policy that they want to enact that will give the superintendent more power to get rid of teachers than the law has. And that's why a lot of people, I think, were upset. So hopefully that's a reasonably decent synopsis of what went down. Do you guys want to clarify anything or clear me up or anything?
As I started to weigh in when I had the pleasure, because this is the most I've ever spoke to Mona Davis, and I look forward to meeting her coming up very soon. But in Connecticut, when I heard about the legislation going on in New York, I was very happy to hear that there was a discussion going on, because in Connecticut, we just addressed this 2 years ago, and there hasn't been much movement.
Well, wait. I'm asking if my characterization of the Twitter storm was accurate. That's
I believe so, pretty much.
Okay, yeah, we'll get into all that, I promise. Okay, so you guys seem to be concerned that there are too many sexual predators in the classroom. Is that correct?
Okay, let's clear something up here, okay? We are not saying that there are too many sexual predators.
Let me interrupt real fast. Just identify yourself. Just identify yourself.
This is Mona speaking.
Okay.
I want to make sure that our statements and our concerns are not misconstrued. We are not saying that there are too many sexual predators in the classroom. Okay? Sex abuse, and we have sexual misconduct or inappropriate sexual behavior. So let's not lump it all in together here.
Well, can you then define the differences? I'm not sure our listeners are going to know the difference.
Sexual abuse. An example of sexual abuse is if there has been intercourse, if there has been touching a child's body,
the private parts,
you get it. Yeah. Inappropriate sexual misconduct is asking a child to do a striptease or telling a child you want to suck on their toes.
Or
sending inappropriate sexually explicit emails.
Okay.
To students, or asking students for blowjobs. Okay?
Right.
Those teachers, even though they did not have intercourse with that child or touch them or feel them up, those, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a school staff person, whether it's an administrator, I don't care. Anybody ask my child for a blowjob.
And if I can weigh in, any child. Okay.
And so let's not misconstrue it.
I just want to make sure that you are fair
with what we're saying.
I need to butt in for a second.
Okay.
Nobody's mischaracterizing anything. In fact, I've invited you guys here so that we could become very clear on what it is you're saying. And what you're saying, what I heard you just say, is that you're very concerned about non-physical sexual advances that teachers have made to kids. You just talked about blowjobs and stripteases and sending emails and things that are not physical. And that was your separation between the difference between a sexual advance and actual molestation. So it's not molestation you're concerned about, it sounds like. It's these advances. So it's both. So my question is, and this gets to the heart of it, why is there such concern all of a sudden for it?
All of a sudden.
Okay, go ahead.
With all due respect, sir. Penn State opened up the Pandora box, right? Because no one can imagine that someone that is an educator or a coach or anyone that interacts with students.
I think the Catholic Church pretty much has shown us that nobody can be trusted. So I really still want to know why all of a sudden writing op-eds and testifying in front of Congress about sexual predators. Why the
right. Okay, well,
I can answer.
There should be no inappropriate. So let me just be clear. I don't care if it's talking.
I'm not asking that. My question is very, very specific. Ladies,
okay, I can specifically answer your question, okay?
Okay,
I have received every time when something happens like this in the city of New York, I get calls from the reporters.
I get calls from the reporters
telling me if an allegation is substantiated, okay. I get calls from the reporters.
How many of those are substantiated? Can we just get to that? That's what I'm trying to find out. There's obviously
a reason. No, and we're getting to that, but let me answer your question, because you're trying to say why now with the Campbell Brown. No, it's
right.
Not just with Campbell Brown, because as recent as a month ago, in the newspaper, in the Daily News, I was quoted, the title was, and I'm pulling it up on my computer, New York Daily News, it was Ben Chapman, it was on June 7th, in the Daily News, it talked about the fact that New York City is buzzing with a 37% increase in sexual misconduct cases in our city schools, compared to 2011, when we only had 13 DOE's employees arrested, and 2012, the first 5 months, we've had 23 DOE employees arrested. Now, when they say DOE employees, it could be a teacher, it could be a teacher's aide, it could be a school aide, you know, it's just
so
DOE...
Hold on, because you are saying why now,
and I'm saying it's not why now, because on June 6th, New York Daily News quotes me as saying that we are very alarmed at the increase, and we want the DOE and the UFT to sit down and speak with parents about this increase. And
Michael Mulder, so you're concerned because a reporter is concerned or asking about you being concerned? I'm still not clear.
No. Listen, okay? The reporter called me for my comments and to find out if I had already been informed about the latest case. And then the reporter went on,
case,
and this is not
this
the
is,
first time, because reporters, hold on, because reporters call me. So don't say that. I'm only bringing it up now. I've been bringing it up. But you know what? Campbell Brown, because she's a celebrity, let's be honest, because she's a celebrity, she's a former reporter, people know her, people have seen her face. Because she's a celebrity, when she brought it up, all of a sudden now, everybody's talking about it. But I've been bringing it up, okay?
Right, so now it's front and center.
I'm glad that it's front and center, but don't say that Mona Davis has not been bringing it up. Let's just get the story straight here on this radio show.
Okay, I've cut Mona off. I hope Mona understands. Gwen, maybe you can answer my question.
Okay, what's the question so we're clear?
I'm sorry, do you have something to say before I ask?
No, ask it, please. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. My question is, why are you guys up in arms about a problem that happens almost never, and why now?
Okay, so the question now for me is, something to sight out of mind, right? That's what history...
No. I'm asking an incredibly specific question. Why now, when we know that this basically does not happen? It happens less than in the general population.
But see, that's what concerns me with your very...
I'm not asking you what concerns you. I'm asking a question, and I'd like an answer.
Okay, why now? Why now is because when the issue was brought up in New York, it made me say, is this thing happening in Connecticut? So then as I started to reach out to other parents, because this was a story that surfaced, and so when you hear that there are teachers in classrooms that have asked kids for striptease, so I had to go check my state. It was because of a news article that made it surface. I spoke to Ms. Mona Davis, and then she alerted me to this Twitter. So I'm like, why is everyone else who are not parents for the most part weighing in about other people's children.
Wait,
so
who says
you
that? Who's not a parent that has weighed in that shouldn't be weighing in?
So here's what I feel.
No, I just asked you another question. Who are these non-parents that you don't want talking?
I don't want you talking. What I don't want you to be the only one talking. Because, see, we're going to differentiate between teachers that are parents that are also paid servants, and for then the other parents that have no stake in the school other than assuring their child's safety. Right?
Okay.
So there are clearly self-interest here, and so let's not pretend that they're not. I feel
I don't understand what the self-interest is that a teacher might have. Are you suggesting that teachers would prefer to protect their sexual predator colleagues? Is that what you're saying?
Let me tell you something.
Answer the question.
I'm answering it by framing it, the question. Let's not get it twisted, Mr. Teacher.
This is not, here are the facts. The facts are that 0.002% of teachers may, and I stress may, have done something inappropriate. Excuse me, may have done something inappropriate. They were alleged to have done something inappropriate. 0.002-something%. May have done something. You guys went crazy a couple of days ago and have now decided that all the children in New York and Connecticut are in danger of sexual predators. Who are the sexual predators? Teachers like me. So we're a little upset with you for that because we know that it doesn't happen.
We're upset too. You think it's okay, 0.0000 teacher.
Okay, I've just cut off both of them. So let's see, who's this? Is this one of the parents? 212-926, you're on the air.
Okay, great. Hi, my name is Lisa Skinner. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. Are you one of the parents Mona invited?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you answer any of my... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm listening to this radio program, and it's obvious that this is a very sensitive issue. And you, as the host and with Mona and the other guests, you know, in such a short time period, we've only been on the air for 24 minutes, and chaos has been created. And that shows the sensitivity of the issue. However,
Or the insanity. But go ahead.
Insanity, call it what you may. But to your point that the percentage is so low, I get that. It is low. However, it should be at zero. So
well, it can't be. Let me interrupt you and just ask you, how on earth, in reality, can you expect 100% anything? Honestly, you want to change laws because 0.002
something
percent?
Can I finish my thought, though? Can I finish my thought? Because in a real world, of course there's a possibility that it could never be zero. But we're talking about human beings and people.
Right.
So does it make a difference if it's not my child that was molested or made advances to or my neighbor's child? The fact is we are a community, and when one child is hurt, we should all be concerned about that one child and not say, oh, it wasn't my child in the
prison. Okay, you're cut off too. I cannot believe these people. Area code 203565, you're on the air.
Thank you. My name is Athena Wagner, and I also am part of Connecticut Parents Union. I work very closely with Gwen Samuel.
Yeah, I think I talked to you on the page there.
You may have. So
you're
Athena?
You said your name's Athena?
It is.
Yeah, you called me all kinds of names and stuff.
You know, we're not going to lie on radio tonight because I don't get into name calling. So
Did I call you a name? I'm sorry, you called the show.
Do you have a question for me or would you like me to weigh in on the conversation?
I don't really want you to weigh in on the conversation, actually.
Okay, that's fine.
None of you so far have been able to point to anything real. You're concerned about something
you're not
basically
saying
does
real
not.
Either.
Yes, I am. I'm telling you.
You're kidding me?
This is what I'm saying.
Are you the only one saying?
This is what I'm telling you. I'm telling you, people, that you are trying to change a law or a policy that will allow a superintendent to get rid of a teacher based on an allegation, if we look historically, many of these allegations are not true, and the ones that are true account for, are done by, again, 0.002-something percent of not even teachers, people in the school, aides, custodians, whoever. This is not just teachers. And yet here we have Mona and Gwen and their posse going around and screaming at the top of their lungs that if one child is has had an advance made upon them, then what we need to do is make it really, really easy to fire everybody. And, you know, that just doesn't make sense. And then you guys go on to accuse me and my side of not caring about kids. We're teachers. We care about kids. And you also say that anybody who's not a parent doesn't understand or something. You know, you people are just not thinking critically. You're reacting emotionally to something you've heard. You haven't checked out to see how true it is. The numbers don't impress you. The 0.00-something percent doesn't impress you. You are all up in arms about something, and I don't think it's actually sexual predators. I think it's something else. And I'm going to go ahead and open the mic up again and see if there's something else bothering you. Because it's impossible to me. It just seems absolutely impossible to me that anybody could be so upset about something that basically does not happen, and yet they want to go crazy on it. So anybody?
This is Gwen Samuel. All
go ahead.
I can say is, sir, with all due respect to you and your blog radio, you have just insulted people who have children in the public schools. The fact that you think that because it's 0.00, one child victim is one too many. And so what we want to do is enter in preventive mode versus reactionary. If it doesn't exist, then
what's
the
preventive
law?
What is the preventive? How is it preventing anything for you to change a law that allows the superintendent to fire the person? What you're saying is that first the abuse must take place, then you will make it easier to fire them. This is not about prevention. You're not talking about prevention.
It should be a third-party independent, and I believe Mona will weigh in with me and agree.
Mona hung up.
I don't think any of you adults that are in the educational system at this time, quite frankly, are in the position to be neutral and impartial when it comes to other people's children. I believe the Child Welfare Agency should do an independent investigation outside of your arbitrary your DOC.
There it is. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Remember when Michelle Bachmann said that there should be an investigation about all the anti-Americanism going on amongst Congress people? That's what Gwen just said. She just basically said that there should be some commission, some nonpartisan commission, that will go into every school where the predators are and find out which of these sick bastards is diddling the children. You know, this is completely overblown. It was made a giant thing by the likes of Michelle Rhee, whose board member, Dan Senor, is Campbell Brown's husband. He was the Pentagon spokesman with that long face that you remember during the Iraq War. And now you people on the phone here that I've silenced are basically, you know, doing their footwork for them. You are bad-mouthing teachers with every breath. Facts don't impress you. Numbers don't impress you. The only thing that impresses you is screaming about the teachers who have harmed your kids. It hasn't happened to 99.999% of the kids that you claim to be advocating for, but yet you're screaming at the top of your lungs about it. I really don't get it. I just don't get it. Anybody? Hello? You're there.
Yeah.
You're beeping.
I think speechless. I just think we're just speechless about what you... I hope and pray, really, sir, that you are not a teacher. Because in what you are saying is... This is a low percentage. If the school that your child is in and only one person gets molested or abused or assaulted, it's okay because it's a
No, I did not. Did I say that?
You're losing your mind.
Did I say that?
You are saying that.
No, I'm not saying that. That's not at all what I'm saying. You want to try to understand what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh.
Listen, how are you going to host this show and be so condescending? You have an issue, and that's fine. Parents have an issue. This is supposed to be a forum where we come together.
No, it's my freaking show. It's not a forum.
It's my show. Why don't you talk and not invite people on?
Well, because I'm trying to get answers. I'm trying to find out where you guys are coming from because you're clearly just a little bit off your rockers. And you're making that pretty clear. So I'm asking you what it is you think I said. Because you seem to think that I said, I'm sorry.
A member of the New York City Parents Union is signing off because I don't have time for your
stupidity. Good. You're the crazy one anyway. Gwen's a little more reasonable. So what... sorry. Do a shot real fast and just forget I said that. Gwen, what do you think I'm saying, honestly? And when one of these parents think I'm saying, you guys really think I'm saying, oh, it's okay if one teacher boffs a kid. Is that what you think I'm saying, honestly?
Sir, this is my... look.
Can you answer a question? Jesus Christ.
Answering you. Please let me answer, if you could please. I agree that there are the majority of great teachers in our school, and as long as they're handling their business, I back their play 100%. The problem is, at least I can speak for Connecticut, and then I'm weighing in on New York. Connecticut, in 2010, we identified with an investigative report by our attorney general that said school employees were not being effective mandated reporting when they were the perpetrators. So as a result, they did some sweeping reforms. So I don't believe in New York that, and this is my personal opinion as a parent, I believe it just needs to be a third party.
Can you answer my question, Gwen, seriously? Okay. You know, you keep going on with the same talking point. I have a very specific question.
Are you really a teacher or are you just saying this? Are you really a teacher in a classroom with people's children? I have to ask that. Can you at least answer that? That would make me feel, because I'm thinking maybe this is just for show.
I am not anonymous. My blogs are everywhere. I'll tell you exactly who I am. I was a classroom teacher for 13 years. 2 years ago, I left due to cancer. I still work with kids. I don't have a classroom anymore, but I did. Kindergarten, first and second for 13 years as of 2 years ago. And I left due to cancer. So... yes, I really am a teacher. Swear to God.
Do you believe any of the children that you educate? Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you believe that even one of those children, just say one, because you're talking about that 0.000, do you think even one of those children should not be protected from a substantiated teacher that was engaging in misconduct with any of those babies? Because now you got babies, and if you want to see hysteria, you go enter into a kindergarten school and in a kindergarten first grader, and you go tell a parent that we have a substantiated sexual misconduct school.
Not only did I teach those grades for many, many years, but I'm a father, so I was on both sides. I completely understand. And, of course, when I hear that a kid had something bad happen to him at a school by a school employee, that sickens me. It sickens everybody. But to claim that it doesn't sicken me is more sickening, okay? And that's why you've got my dander up and why I asked you guys to come here, because you are basically accusing me personally, because you're accusing all teachers. Because what you want to do is because what you want to do is make a sweeping change that will affect all of us. All 100%, not the 0.0 whatever percent of teachers that do this, but all of us. And what that will do, it will make it easier to fire perfectly good teachers just because the superintendent wants to. As you know, teachers and the public school system is currently under attack. I think you understand that, but I have a feeling that you're sort of on their side. In fact, I know you are because you love the movie Waiting for Superman, right?
A good movie, period. And if it gives me a sense of truth, I take it. But listen, is it possible to protect you, the teacher, but also protect the child? Do you think there's possible?
No.
I have great teachers. I go to traditional school. My kids have some fabulous teachers. But you rest assured and mark my words and quote me, Mr. Teacher, if I find out that there was a sexual predator that was allowed to teach my child and no one felt they needed to notify me and the police didn't feel they need, I said, let me clarify it, substantiated sexual predator.
How often does that
would raise up in arms?
There's
a way that we can work together to ensure that you're not falsely accused, right? Because we do want to protect the innocent. But at the same time, make no mistake about it. A child's well-being is never, ever, ever negotiated. So let's figure out the middle.
Where nobody's negotiating a child's well-being. What you are saying is in the incredibly rare event, the incredibly unlikely event that a teacher may do something untoward towards a student, you would like to change the law. You're lumping all teachers together by saying every single one of them is potentially a molester. So what we need to do is make it really, really easy for the superintendent to boot them, regardless of whether or not the allegations are true, or real, or substantiated. You would just like the superintendent to be able to fire the shitty teachers, because deep down inside, Gwen, you think that the achievement gap and the problem with many students not performing well is the teacher's fault, correct?
No, I think it's a shared responsibility. Parents have to handle their business with their children, but the entrusted teachers need to be able to perform.
What does that mean to you?
Lead, and boards of ed need to be able to understand the issues. So be very clear. Teachers are my most important ally because they're actually in the classroom.
Do you realize you lost every single teacher? If teachers are your greatest allies, you no longer have any allies because you just alienated all of us with your nonsense, with this claiming that we need to change the law because, you know, 2 or 3 out of a million did something wrong.
Children. You can alienate me, but protect children, please.
We do protect. That's what we do. We protect and teach them. We're like the cops, to protect and to serve. And for you to claim that we don't, for you to get up here and shout that perverts are in the schools and we need to change the laws, does us no good. And so we're mad at you, with good reason.
Okay, so let's frame this. I want all adults that engage in children, this is my recommendation, that we do better at protecting children. And that means being honest. I wouldn't care if it was the mailman, the postman, the teacher, anyone.
Gwen, how much better can we do than to have a horror rate that is smaller than it is in the general public? What you are asking for is an impossibility. You want to ensure that nothing bad ever happens, ever. Well, that ain't going to happen. Mona, is that you? Are you back? No?
You're in a different position, sir. You can't even put yourself in a class with the everyday Joe Smo. You are an entrusted public servant that people give their children to. You are in a different category,
which
and
is
yes,
why
you are held to a higher standard.
The proof of that, Gwen, the proof that we're held to a higher standard is the fact, like I keep telling you, that the nonsense you accuse us of happens less in schools than it does in the general population. But for some reason, you still don't get that.
Okay. Well, I thank you for this opportunity. Let's just call this an agree to disagree moment. And
no, you're wrong. You are wrong. You're nothing you have said makes any sense. You said the teachers are your allies, yet you have no more allies left. You said that you want to get a commission together to investigate all the teachers because there's so many sexual predators. You said all kinds of...
We don't need a commission. We have the Child Welfare Agency. Why don't they just do their job? We don't need a new commission. Every state
They are doing their job. Given the frequency is so incredibly low, it would seem to me that, you know, it's just shy of perfect. And yet you're still complaining that there's too much. You know, zero's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And for you to demand zero is ridiculous because it cannot happen. It's like NCLB. By 2014, 100% of kids are going to be proficient. Well, that's not going to happen. It was never going to happen.
Okay, well, I'm fight for zero then. I think every single child
can't fight for zero. Fight for
protection.
Zero, you're insane.
So I'm going to fight like you can do it.
But if you're fighting
for hope,
zero,
right?
Then
I believe in change, and I believe it begins with me.
Okay. Everybody's gone now. I've just cut off everybody. Un-frickin-believable. She's going to go for zero. She's also going to try and jump over the Empire State Building. She's sure she can do it. And she's going to fight and do whatever it takes to make sure she does it, even if it means, I don't know, firing everybody, I don't know, building a trampoline next to the Empire State Building so we have to tear down some other buildings. People who ask for and expect perfection when perfection doesn't exist, and then go ahead and try to change laws to get towards this perfection, are people that you should be very, very afraid of, especially if they have any influence. Mona and Gwen, you know, you sound like intelligent people. You sound like you care about kids. You sound like, you know, somewhere inside you, you do understand that the majority of teachers care about kids and do the work, not for the money and so on. But then you get sucked in to the media storm, which is corporate-owned, you know all this. But for some reason, and I still don't believe you, but for some reason, you have latched onto this sexual predator thing. That's not what it's about. I'm going to tell my listeners what it's about, because I'm pretty sure I know what it's about. And I said this to you, Gwen, and I know you're still there listening, but you're not coming back on the show, I don't think. The reason you guys have latched onto this is because somewhere inside you, you believe that teachers are failing kids. The fact that you like Waiting for Superman means you buy it. You buy the Waiting for Superman nonsense, and it's pure, unadulterated nonsense. But you've bought it. You've bought into it. You've bought into this nonsense that low test scores are the fault of teachers. You know, I this is really hard to talk about because it is often the case that a community in need will jump on any bandwagon that appears to be helping them. Whether they're really helping them might be another story. But if they appear to be, then they buy it. Students First is the greatest example. Students First appeals to everybody's base emotions, like Gwen and Mona are doing with this teacher diddling kids thing. You appeal to people's base emotions, and you bring up facts and skew them a bit, like our NAEP scores and our PISA scores and so on. You make glaring omissions when you say stuff like why inner-city schools underperform. You know, you blame the teachers. Very few people ever mention the fact that nobody wants to teach in those schools, and it's only the newbies that get stuck in those schools, and newbies suck. and only teachers with some years under their belt can really handle a classroom, blah, 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 blah. And you know all this, but you don't say it. Of course you don't say it, because deep down you want to be saved. You want your kids to be taught, and you want to, and if that doesn't happen to your satisfaction, you want to blame someone else. Well, that doesn't work. Like you said, Gwen, parents got to take care of their own. That's right, they do. But what if they can't? What if there are impediments in the way? You know, generational poverty is a hard thing to overcome. And when you are Jeffrey Canada and you flash all kinds of bling at those people, dental care, health care, blah, 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 you jump in and suddenly the Harlem Children's Zone is the greatest thing ever. Nobody tells you that Jeffrey Canada kicked out an entire eighth grade class so he could lie about his graduation rate. Nobody seems to care about all the other blocks in Harlem that don't have a children's zone in them, and those kids are just, you know, screwed. You're right. We got to take care of our own. We, America, have to take care of our own. Americans. We don't. We have let our child poverty rate skyrocket. We've let poverty in general grow. We've let disparity grow. And what we've got now is an oligarchy, a bunch of corporations that own the mechanics of government, and they have their sights set on a, you know, multi-billion-dollar education industry, and they're pulling out all the stops, and they got Michelle Rhee, and they got Campbell Brown, and they got all kinds of people to tell you all kinds of lies and stir you up and get you all excited about the horrors that teachers perpetrate on kids, especially those low test scores, and now the kid raping. You know, people, you're out of your frickin' minds. 99.999% of teachers are the best people to be around your kids. And I say this just about every show. There's been many, many studies. If you ask a parent about their child's teacher, more, 9 times out of 10, they love them. Ask that parent about the school, they love the school. Ask the parent about the district, they pretty much like the district. Ask the parent about the state, well, the state's got some problems. Ask the parent about federal education, oh, it's a disaster, they say. Did you see, you get that? So 9 times out of 10, people are happy with the education their kid's getting. Except that they're not. Right. Cognitive dissonance, right? It doesn't make sense. Because it doesn't make sense. Because the 9 times out of 10 thing is the true figure. Ask a parent about their kid's teacher or school and they like it. That's the truth. The rest of it is baloney, pushed by corporate interests and the media to get you to freak out. Why do they say charters are better? Gee. We know they're not. There's study after study after study. Ask the kids in them. Those poor KIPP kids are in prison, for God's sakes. They hate it. They're not learning anything. The charters don't do better. They kick their kids out. They counsel them out, boot them, like Jeffrey Canada did. And the hedge funders love those guys, and so they support them. And it's nonsense. The charters are no better. We know this. We know this. Most of them are worse. We know that. A couple of them are better. I guess. Maybe. But that's just, you know, by chance. That's just because nothing's perfect, like I was trying to tell Gwen earlier. You know, this whole people like to complicate everything. In this modern age, we all think we know a whole bunch, and everything's just so complex. And Stuart Rodin loves to talk about the fact that he's a complex man. Yeah, you know what, people? You're not. You're just not that complex. I'm not. Teaching's not. Nothing really. Rocket science is complex. Oil rigs and all that, so that's some complex stuff. But it's not undoable, clearly. the complexity that people love to tout is actually confusion. It's like branding. Why do manufacturers put out so many different kinds of the same thing? Diet this, diet light, diet sugar-free, 1% too. It's to confuse you. It's to confuse you and just get you to buy it. They make you think you have so many choices and that you're working so hard to figure stuff out and you can pat yourself on the back for making a really good decision. Bullshit! You're not making a decision. They're making it for you. It's called magician's choice. How does it work? I lay out 4 piles of cards. I tell you to point to 2 of them. You think I'm going to take those 2 piles of cards because I'm a magician and I asked you to point at them. But I take the other 2. That's called magician's choice. I know which pile has your card in it. Now, I'm not going to take that one away just because you pointed at it. No, I'm going to dupe you. That's why I said point to 2 cards, not pick up 2 piles and hand them to me. This is all magician's choice. Campbell Brown is not giving you a choice. She is lying to you by making it seem like there's this overabundance of rapists at school. That's a lie. It's just not true. Yet we need to change the law and make it easier for Walcott or whoever he is to fire people. Oh, really? So we're gonna go back, you know, decades to where school bosses can hire their sister and fire whoever they want. Based on whatever, whether it's substantiated or not. You know, you people who like to think that you're thinking through things so clearly and have zero tolerance. You know what zero tolerance is? It's called intolerance. Zero tolerance doesn't work. There are no absolutes. Even absolute zero is an absolute, people. So this making policy based on absolutes and the touting of figures that are untrue or skewed, we're 17th in the world. Well, if we aggregate the scores, we're 17th in the world on the PISA, but if we disaggregate them, our rich kids are number 1 in the world. Same with NAEP. Look at our poverty schools, they're way down. Look at our affluent schools, they're way up. This is not rocket science. What we have going on in this country is a disparity disaster of epic proportions. The rich are too rich, the poor are too poor, and the numbers of poor are too great. And we're seeing the results of that. The results being that the rich now own everything, especially the media and the means of legislative action, because they own Congress. And basically everybody else has nothing. They just got to get from day to day and eat. And now they have to worry if their kid's teacher is going to ask them for a blowjob, Mona, because of you and Gwen and Athena, that raving lunatic who thinks I called her a name when I don't know, I asked her if her name was Athena or something. You people are fomenting, more than discord. You have made every teacher angry with you because you lied about us. You frightened parents, made them think that teachers are the enemy. You like to think that you have cleared that up when you say, don't get me wrong, I love teachers, and teachers are really, and really good teachers are really important. That really doesn't help after you've just warned the nation that your kid's teacher might want a blowjob from your kid. You lost all credibility there. And what is a parents' union? I'm just curious. What is a parents' union? You get people to give you money to do what? To yell at teachers? Is a parents' union an anti-teacher union? Because that's sure what it seems like. I kind of think y'all would be better off maybe siding with teachers, you know, those people you say you love and respect so much, and the huge majority of them are awesome, why don't you try listening to us, believing us, instead of going on these frickin' witch hunts that just enrage us because it's a lie and it smears all of us. We don't like it. We're tired of it. It's what Michelle Rhee does. You, Gwen, and Mona are now in the same camp as Michelle Rhee. You are tools of the oligarchy, bought and paid for. And I hope your town hall doesn't happen, because it is a detriment to society for you guys to be out there spewing your teacher hate, all couched in teacher love. Which is it? Is it teacher hate or is it teacher love? Very hard for me to think that you guys feel strongly about teachers positively. It's pretty clear what you think about teachers in the education system. It's pretty darn clear. So I don't know. I thought this show was going to be... I had all kinds of people telling me Mona was reasonable. No, she's not reasonable. Neither's Gwen. Athena's insane. Those other parents, you know, you guys just... You have talking points. We're not going to talk... If even one child... Oh, my God. Yep. Yeah, if it happens to one child, it's awful. It is. It is. You know how many millions of children it happens to all around this country every day? Where's your outrage about that? Happens more in the general population than at school. Why aren't you concerned? Why don't you try to write legislation that will, you know, that if anybody accuses anybody ever of anything, they can just be, you know, thrown in jail. Why don't you do that? Why don't you advocate for something like that? That would help. Wouldn't it? How about if you see someone and you think they're a molester, you get to shoot them? Would that work for you? Kind of the George Zimmerman method of satiating your fears. You guys hate teachers. You don't hate teachers. That was unfair of me. You blame teachers when your kids don't perform. You blame us for, I don't know, things we haven't done. You claim allegations are true, when they may or may not be. And let me just remind you that many, many times those allegations are absolutely untrue. In fact, you know, I'm from Los Angeles, and many years ago, I think it was back in the 80s, there was a famous case, the McMartin preschool case. That case changed the way kids were interviewed by law enforcement and on the stand and everything. Anyway, the McMartin preschool, mother and grown son run a preschool, and someone accuses them of horrible, horrible things, diddling kids and threatening them by making children watch them kill animals and blah, 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 blah. And these people were raked through the media and sued and taken to court, and their reputation's completely ruined. School completely, you know, panned and shut down, and I think these people were in jail for a long, long time. And then later, turns out it was all a bunch of bullshit. Some antsy parents heard something they didn't quite understand from their little child. A child they probably don't talk to very often. And then law enforcement and lawyers started asking leading questions of children who are not really qualified to answer questions like that. And I went to trial, and, you know, the mother and son preschool directors kept saying reasonable things like, you know, this is not true and blah, 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 blah. And there were all kinds of parents coming out to support them. Well, it didn't matter. Absolutely didn't matter. Those people's lives were ruined. Look it up. Completely ruined. Gwen, Mona, Athena, you're doing the same thing right now. The exact same thing. Exactly. You're claiming something that isn't true. You're claiming that there's an epidemic of sexual predators working in schools. First of all, if anybody is convicted of a sex crime, I think it's the Megan's Law or whatever it is, they have to, there's a website where you can find out where they live. If they're being hired by a school district, you should be yelling at the superintendent, not giving him more power to fire teachers, because he's the idiot that hired those people. Okay? Now, if a teacher is accused, well, that's an accusation, and you know what they say about accusing. And then we get to the substantiated one, and that's the 0.000 whatever percent. So all you're freaking out is about, you know, something that basically, you know, statistically kind of doesn't happen. It happens so rarely that there's no way to predict it. There's no way to control for it, really, other than, you know, hoping that making it through a credential program and all that would indicate that you're an upstanding citizen. But, you know, I suppose it's not enough. History tells us that that it's incredibly rare for this to happen in schools. Where it's not rare is the Catholic Church, the Boy Scouts, and religious institutions. The Mormons actually do a whole bunch of it. In fact, when Mitt Romney was a bishop or something in the LDS Church, one of the things these grown men do is take preteen girls and boys into a closed room and lock the door and ask them about their masturbation habits. If you want to freak out about the people that might be fucking your kids, it's not the teachers, people. It is not the teachers. We are the ones trying to help your kids. If you're worried about who might be diddling them, it's 9 times out of 10, it's someone in the family or someone very, very trusted and very close, like a clergyman. And in the Mormon church, there's doctrine. The bishops, it's a rite of passage for every young preteen to go into a room behind a locked door with a grown man and talk about masturbation. That's one of the reasons I'm an atheist, because, you know, religious institutions are safe havens for sick fucks. Schools are not. Schools do not have a culture of hiding shit. No union member wants a diddler in their ranks. We're all mandated reporters. We have to report abuse if we know about it. We sign a form under penalty of perjury. You parent union people, you do whatever the hell you want. And you say whatever the hell you want. And that ain't cool. A bunch of teachers are mad at you. And you need to get it together. Because you're hurting us. And by extension, every child that goes to a public school. You people have not thought this through. I would suggest you think it through and think about who your allies actually might be. I'm pretty sure it's not Campbell Brown. Good night.